Everyone. My name is Bob Adair. We'll call to order the Tax Advisory Committee meeting of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. And first we will have a recognition of the committee members that are online, and this is a virtual only meeting, by the way. And if you are not a committee member, we're not asking you to identify yourself. We're not asking you to identify yourself unless you speak to the committee. So we'll now call the order or call the recognition. Charles Allred, Michelle Carter,
here.
Lloyd Graham,
here, sir.
Adam Haynes,
I'm here.
Justin Hyland,
here.
Hugh Landrum.
Here, Bob.
Martha Landwehr.
Here.
Bill Longley. By the way, he called me and told me that he would not be able to join today. Greg Maxim.
Here.
Mike Nancy. Cyrus Reed. It'd be a couple of them join us a little late, which is okay. So as usual, I'll mention the public policy for public comments. We welcome input from the public, and we will pause at different times and give you sufficient opportunities to weigh in on anything that's on the agenda. So any general comments from the committee members before we start?
Bob, Lloyd, if I may.
Yeah. Yes, Lloyd.
Did we establish a quorum? I didn't. I lost count.
One, two, three.
This is Charles already.
We have nine. Now we have 10. Yes.
Thank you, sir. Forgive me.
Sir, that's all right. I should have mentioned that. Okay. So item number two is nominations. As all of you know, there are half the committee is nominated or renominated every 2 years. So I've asked TCQ staff to give us an update on this item.
Hello, I'm Melissa Altman with TCEQ. So Bob so kindly sent over some of the requirements of the committee members. I think he also sent that out to y'all as well. So I'll just go over that very briefly. The committee is currently comprised of 13 members. We have six representing the industry, two representing appraisal districts, and we currently have one vacancy for that. We have two representing taxing units, one for the school district, and one representing an environmental group, and one for independent technical experts. So the committee complies with committee bylaws, which includes attendance in person or remotely, and meetings are held quarterly or at the call of the presiding officer, the committee chair, or the commissioners. If a member misses three consecutive regularly scheduled meetings or more than half of all of the regular scheduled meetings in a one-year period, that member automatically vacates his or her position on the committee, and the commissioner shall appoint a replacement who shall serve for the remainder of the unexpired term. So currently,
if I could add right quick, that's according to our bylaws, committee bylaws.
Currently TCEQ is accepting nominations for seven members for the Tax Relief for Pollution Control Property Advisory Committee to serve four-year terms, and that would be beginning January 1st, 2026 through December 31st, 2029. The following positions are needed to be filled on the committee: three industry representatives, two appraisal district representatives, one taxing unit representative, and one independent technical expert. Current committee members whose terms are expiring may nominate themselves or for reappointment and must be nominated to be considered for reappointment. The nomination form is currently on our TCEQ website on the advisory committee page. Completed nomination forms must be submitted to TCEQ by 5 p.m. Central Time on July 8, 2025. Nominations received after that date will only be considered if there are insufficient qualified nominees, and individuals may nominate themselves or someone else to the advisory committee.
All right. Thank you very much. Any comments, questions on this item? Okay, we'll move to the next item. And for the benefit of the public, we are required to have a triennial review, or there's the advisory committee has been tasked to have a triennial review of tax codes 1131L and the tier one table at least every 3 years. So our tentative goal is to submit advice to the commission in December of this year, and in order to get into their process so they can go through the TCEQ process and ultimately to the commissioners. So with that, I will mention that I was gonna, those of you that don't check your email quickly, like I'm often do not, I sent an email to y'all about 20 minutes ago, and I apologize for that short notice. I was going to, and I think TCU will probably share the screen of what I've submitted. It's draft advice, and I was going to verbally mention this. It's in the exact same format as our last advice, and I just put in these two items. And first one is the expedited or non-exclusive list. No change, and that's because I have not heard any discussion on this item since we started this discussion late last year. And but the other item, of course, we reviewed the tier two applications since the last review period, and there's been discussion about the external floating roofs tanks, one item, and there so. That's all I have at this point. So, and there was some discussion about it, this particular A115 is not applied to all counties or certain counties. It is not, and so a number of us thought that this appropriate now to delete the last sentence in this explanation. So with that, I will open it up for discussion. For anyone that wants to explain a little more where we are on this. So I'll just pause and open for discussion.
Bob, this is Greg Maxim. I think that's I would concur with that, removing that since it's county or location specific, and people filling out these applications should know where to get the air permits and the SIPs or whatever they're looking at in order to fill in that information in order to receive such an exemption.
Okay, thank you, Greg. Anyone else? Additional explanation, concerns?
Bob, this is Lloyd.
Yes, hello.
In so far as the occasion is rare, I would like to note that I would concur with Mr. Maxim.
Okay. All right. Good.
I like it when you two are in violent agreement.
Seldom does that happen, Mr. Batchelor.
Yeah. Yep.
So, Mike, I take it that you concur also?
I do. I also have to admit of not reading emails carefully, because I am actually at the TCEQ.
Oh, okay. All right, you found a place in the lobby or somewhere.
Lonely agenda room.
Okay.
Back in the car now, but.
All right. Okay, any other comments? And again, we have
This is Cyrus. I don't think this impacts anything we do, but you know, there's a lot of action at the federal level, and I'll use the Sierra Club language to roll back some regulations. But those regulations are in the book now, so I think anything that would be on the list is still, you know, valid. And those will all go through a, you know, an administrative process and legal challenges, et cetera. So I don't think anything needs to be removed at this point. Okay. So, but well, obviously we need to keep tabs on all that.
Okay. Not to put anyone.
Yeah, I guess, comment.
Go ahead.
I want to pull Lloyd Graham and be in agreement with Cyrus. He makes a good point that there is a lot going on. And one thing that is going on, I don't know if we'll talk about it today or in the future, is there are kind of tiered proposed withdrawals going on. And that's going to leave it really kind of uncertain as to what lands ultimately after appeals, right? There could be a walk back of some, but not all of a regulation. So those are conversations for a later day, but I definitely agree with Cyrus that at this point in time, no rules on the books are off that would impact the list, and it'll be a more detailed discussion in the future if that actually does happen.
Yeah, and Mike, you know this, but the one that is somewhat of a concern, you know, there were rules put in place in terms of GHG reductions on power plants and some of the requirements on capture of carbon dioxide, you know, stem from those rules. So if those rules go away, I mean, it may not matter because obviously some of that language is already in Texas statutes, but something to look at depending on what happens.
Yeah, for sure, Cyrus. And that's actually a great example because the primary proposal is to actually eliminate both Quad TA and Quad T, which is the Biden EPA rule plus the Obama EPA rule, the original new source performance standard, what's called the carbon pollution standard. But the secondary proposal actually is to leave the Obama era CPS in place and only walk back the Biden era rule, which that's exactly what I was referring to when I said it's going to kind of end up, it's going to depend on how it lands, right? In terms of how the DC Circuit and the Supreme Court rule on that proposal, if in fact it's finalized like that.
Good general overview, Mike. Appreciate that. And Cyrus. Any input from TCQ staff? Not that I'm necessarily requesting it, just giving you an opportunity. Okay.
Yeah, and sorry to go on, but the other one we're watching is the methane rule, where there's a proposal to delay it by to delay implementation, and obviously TCQ was at least officially is supposed to start working on for existing oil and gas kind of what the regulations would be, I think even this summer, but you know that it's likely to be. I don't know if TCQ wants to comment, but that's likely to be pushed off. But again, I don't think that affects anything on the list because almost anything in that rule, if it does go forward, is going to be things that are probably already on the list. I would expect some delay. I think some part of that rule is going to stick ultimately, but it probably gets delayed when it gets implemented.
Right. And as a reminder, although we're doing a triennial review, I suppose if something major occurred, we can provide advice more often than triennial if something comes down. In other words, if any of this happens after December when we plan to submit our advice, we can certainly submit additional advice or updated advice. Okay, any other Questions, concerns, discussion on this item? I'll circle back to the document that's on the screen now for everyone to see. And again, I'm not pushing for this, but since I mentioned it, we have something in writing now to look at. We can either talk about it now, but we've got time, of course, before our next quarterly meeting to discuss this item. But just wanted to pause again since we have this on the screen, if anyone wants to comment on it.
Yeah, Bob, this is Martha. I actually have a quick question.
Yeah.
A process question, that is. So once we submit our advice in writing, kind of what is the next step? My thought process here is, if staff is more comfortable with a different draft of what we're trying to do, are they going to respond with something of that nature? Or is this just a thumbs up, thumbs down kind of a situation?
I'll give my comment and then allow staff to comment, and which I've mentioned from the very beginning, this is an advisory committee, and we recognize TCQ staff is not, and certainly not commissioners, are not obligated to take our advice,
right,
or to implement it. So I realize it goes to the TCQ process, and so I will defer to anyone at TCQ who wants to respond to that question. Or not, if we put you on the spot.
I know, sorry. Just wanted to make sure folks on the phone were aware of what happens next through the process.
Sure, right.
This is Everlyn with TCEQ. I may actually have to ask Elizabeth to get her input, but I know that once we submit any advice as far as the committee to the commissioners, we will follow whatever their decision is from there and implement as needed. So I haven't actually seen one go through from beginning to start, but if Elizabeth has, if it's either turned down or approved, what the next steps are.
Hey everyone, it's okay. Elizabeth Sartain. So Everlyn is pretty much right. We'll accept any advice y'all submit. And we do post that to our website so the public can see it. And then from there, you know, we'll consider it and make a decision on implementing it and presenting that to the commissioners for their consideration. So it could involve rulemaking, but we consider it. I don't have firm next steps other than that.
Thank you.
I'll also mention go ahead. I think someone's speaking.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is Gerald. I did have a question for the staff. The last time we did the triennial review and we submitted some advice, I don't know that anything happened with that. Does that mean that the staff disagreed with the advice, or is that advice going to be submitted with this triennial review for consideration by the commissioners?
This is Elizabeth again. I'll say that is still under consideration, and you shouldn't read into that somehow it was rejected. It's just still under consideration. As everybody's mentioned, there's a lot going on at the state and federal levels, and it just hasn't risen to the top yet, but we haven't forgotten about it.
I just wasn't sure after what she said. I wasn't sure what had happened. We submit advice, may or may not agree with it, so I didn't know what actually happened to that, because that was 3 years ago,
right?
And so we're back again, and I didn't know if they were going to be submitted together, if they're submitted at all for consideration. But thank you for answering my question. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
You read my mind, Charles. I was going to ask a very similar question, and one basic thing is, should we resubmit it along with this advice that we're planning to submit in December, or simple reminder with a letter that it was submitted and no action has been taken? Or you don't have to answer now. Just
Oh, well, I would just say it's up to y'all. It's your advice. You can resubmit it. We haven't certainly forgot about it. It is definitely on the website. So I would just leave that up to y'all.
Okay.
Bob, I would suggest that we add it and just note, like drop a footnote or something in the actual submittal that this was previously submitted, but for clarity, these are the outstanding items that we continue to recommend.
Okay.
I just think that would be better for the public. If, you know, if they're pulling up advice, they wouldn't be confused by that.
Okay.
Separate notes.
It's Adam. Let me continue the kumbaya. I think Mike Nassy is 100% right.
Okay.
This violent agreement is just—it's like a whole new era.
Yeah. I figured you'd appreciate that, Mike.
Only on this topic.
Exactly.
I'll second Lloyd on that one.
Nice. We're gonna dogpile this one, and then have fun later.
Well, good. Sounds like we are. It's good. We're in agreement on certain issues. In my opinion, I don't think we're ready for a vote now on this advice, unless you guys want to. We can postpone it to the next meeting. So what's the pleasure of the committee? Should we?
What's staff's preference on timing, Bob? It'd be good to know what TCQ.
Okay.
How soon do they need it to integrate it into their own process to meet the deadline?
This is Evelyn. I believe we just have to submit by December 1st. Is that correct, Elizabeth?
Actually, I don't believe there's a firm deadline. So I think y'all's target deadline of December is fine. But I don't believe there's anything. I take that back. Maybe the statute does require the K-list to be done every 3 years. I'm sorry, I don't know, but I think that your deadline, your proposed deadline is good by the end of December.
Okay.
I support we just do it next meeting, Bob.
Okay.
I'll second right. that.
All right. I don't know if we need to take a vote on that now, or that's just a preference for the group. Okay, that sounds good. We will, in the meantime, you got our next quarterly meeting, TCQ staff. I apologize, I don't have that right in front of me, that date. I know it's on the website.
The next meeting is September 12th.
Okay. Thank you.
In person?
This is Melissa with TCEQ. We are planning to have one in person. This last meeting, I think some unexpected stuff was going on with our agenda room. I think they were doing some remodeling that we didn't expect. So hopefully by September 12th for our next meeting, we should have at least one of those rooms opened.
All right.
Good. I think they just got it finished. It looked really nice.
Any comments from the public on this or previous issues? I'll give you another opportunity toward the end. Any other discussion on this item? Don't rush through this. Okay, we'll move on to item number 4. Any old business should be brought before the committee. Any new business? Any comments from the public? One last opportunity for this public meeting, and I'll remind you, for the public, if you have questions or want to discuss items privately, feel free to contact myself, anybody on the committee, or TCEQ staff. We'll be glad to visit with you about any of these issues. And as usual, we don't weigh in on individual applications, but the general application of a Prop 2. No additional comments. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I make the motion.
Was that Greg?
Yes, sir.
Second.
Okay. You have a second?
Second. Hugh Landrum.
Hugh, okay. All right. We have a motion and a second to adjourn. Do we have any discussion?
Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Yes, have a good holiday.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. Okay, thank you. We are now adjourned.
Happy 4th. Thank y'all.
Happy 4th. Thanks, everybody.
Right. You too.